read, read books, books. Read, read books, books. Read, read books, books. Hold them in your hand, and you'll hippity hoppity clippity cloppity off to a different land.
It is Tuesday and time for book picks, and we get our list this week from our independent bookseller of the week, Aubrey Restifo of Northshire Bookstore. She's located in Manchester Center, Vermont, but Northshire has stores in Saratoga Springs and Manchester. She joins us this morning to present some of the finest authors and books that are making their way to store shelves this wintry season. And Aubrey, good morning, and thank you very much for being with us. It's a delight to have you here.
Thank you, Joe. Good morning.
All right, where would you like to begin?
Well, I would like to begin with a book called Maracy. And just to clarify again to anybody who doesn't know, I just do children's books. So today I've got all children's for you, from young adult down to toddlers.
Right. So little kids up to young adults.
Yes.
And that's your bailiwick.
It is.
I
do a couple other things, but today this is what I do.
Sounds great.
And we're going to start with the older ones. They're a little bit more tough, but also a little bit more exciting today. Lots of new releases worth talking about. So the first one is called Maracy or Maracy. We're still not totally sure how to pronounce it. This book is the first book in a series called The Red Abbey Chronicles by Maria Turchaninov. This book has been published in many other languages and is just now coming to the U.S. It came out last week, and it's the book that everybody in our department is really excited about. The story centers on an abbey for women and girls, which serves as a haven for abuse and oppression. It's a kind of extreme reprieve from the patriarchy, if you will. The story follows two girls in particular who live there under the guard of a powerful mother and her staff. And it's through their lives at the abbey that we see this ancient goddess-like magic resurge to protect the hidden island from some certain angry men who appear. It's fiercely original, super feminist fantasy that is succinctly written and compelling enough to read in one go. It's a very short book, but it's very, very original. And again, the kind of magic you see in this fantasy is not something that you've seen in other books that you would have read, you know, in the past year in young adult. Some people have said that it's a little bit similar to Uprooted. Fans of Ursula Le Guin or the His Fair Assassin trilogy will really like it. But really any girl or boy reader interested in a new original fantasy, ages 12 and up, would enjoy this one.
Excellent.
So that's Maracy. The next one that I'm into is called Dan Versus Nature, and that's by Don Calame. This one actually came out a little while ago, but for one reason or another, I didn't read it until recently. Let me just flip it over here. This is the book that you're looking for your more reluctant reader. And I don't want to say that it's for boys in particular, but it does have a really great, like, 15-year-old boy protagonist. This is for fans of Hatchet who are now too old or have read Hatchet years ago, or kids who like to watch shows like Man vs. Wild and that sort of thing. The story is about a boy who gets sent on this horrible budget wilderness survival trip with his mom's new fiance, who he doesn't like. And everything goes wrong pretty much from the beginning. So things are already bad because the boy is trapped with this guy who also doesn't want to be with him, but they both want to please the mom. But it gets worse because the trip is really, really cheap. The guides are cheap and don't know what they're doing. There are bears, there's poison ivy, and there's a lot of pranking going on. So the book divides into two main themes. Dan pranking his dad-to-be into changing his mind and running far away from his mom, thus leaving their family intact. And the other theme is Dan trying not to die. It's hilarious. It's hilarious. It's raunchy. There are bears. there's a lot of humiliating scenes.
It's raunchy and there are bears.
Oh, it's perfect. It's perfect in so many ways. This is really more like 14 plus because of the content. But, you know, my opinion basically is if it makes them read or gets them reading and enjoying what they're reading, then it doesn't matter. So again, 14 and up, anybody looking for something really funny. And, you know, it's January. It's a good time to read something that's just enjoyable. And this would be that one. So Dan versus Nature.
Dan versus Nature. Great.
And
by Dan,
I say Calame.
Calame.
Is that right?
C-A-L-A-M-E.
Yes. He's a screenwriter.
I have no idea, but we'll say that.
Yeah,
that
so people
right.
who are more familiar with the film, I suppose, would be able to pronounce it better than me.
Don Calame.
The next book I'm going to talk about isn't actually out yet. It comes out next week. So it's hard to say why I'm talking about it. I guess it's because it's the one book that's really going to take the entire year by storm. This is another one that we have all read, and it's called Caraval by Stephanie Garber. It's her first book. And this would be one that you would want to call your local independent bookstore and have one put aside for you when it comes in next week, because it's really going to fly off the shelves. Unusual case with this one, it already has a film deal. And as you read it, you'll see how it really is made for the screen. It's a perfect blend of Hunger Games and Alice in Wonderland. And, you know, there are a lot of books we say are like Hunger Games,
mm-hmm.
But this really is. There is a kind of testing. Fans of YA will recognize that series too, but there's a kind of game to it. Like Hunger Games, we're again looking at a bond between sisters and a kind of confusing mishmash of teenagers caught up in a very weird situation. So the story, it takes place on an island whereby this sort of Caraval takes place, and the two sisters have the opportunity to go to Caraval, which is again this performance where the audience also can participate. It's just for 5 days, and the sort of moral of Caraval is that you go, everything's a performance, whatever, you know, if you fall in love, if you get hurt, if someone else gets hurt, if, you know, whatever happens there is just performance. It's not supposed to affect real life. But as these sisters become more involved in Caraval, you know, it becomes unclear who's actually playing the game and who isn't, what could actually have real consequences for them and what won't. And so it becomes very mysterious and kind of scary and twisted as it goes on. It's super magical, page-turning fantasy. Definitely has more of a fairy tale-like feel than, you know, something like The Hunger Games or even than the one that I just talked about before, Marcy. This one is a little bit more... let's see, what's a good comparison? Yeah, I mean, really, Alice in Wonderland is your best bet. So that's Caraval. So again, you would want to put an order on for that one.
Seems like it even has a little Wrinkle in Time to it.
It does, a little bit. And a lot of people have compared it to The Night Circus.
Oh, great.
And I think that that's not totally unfounded. I don't think that's a reach. So if you liked The Night Circus or are looking for Night Circus for young adult, it would be this one. And there's romance in this one, too, so...
There you go. January 31st is the day that it's released. It's Caraval by Stephanie Garber.
Yes. So we're going to go a little bit younger now, down to that 9 to 12-year-old area. So,
okay.
The next one is called Going Wild. It's the first book in a new series by Lisa McMahon, who did the Unwanted series. And this is another fantasy, but it's more of a coming of age story than the other ones. It's about a girl and her brother, moving across the country in the middle of the school year, as her family has decided to not only change jobs, but also change the way that they sort of manage their family. Both parents are going to be working now. So there's a lot of adjusting to be had. The main character is a girl named Charlie who's 12 years old, and she really struggles with the transition. I suppose she has to start a new middle school. She's a soccer player. She has to do tryouts at an awkward time during the year. And she has to leave all her friends for Arizona, of all places. So she's not really having it. But when she is there, she discovers this weird athletic type bracelet that she supposes that, you know, maybe her old best friend had given to her before she left. And so she puts it on, thinks it's good luck, and it looks cool. She wants to impress the other kids on the soccer team she hopes to join. But soon enough, she finds out that the bracelet won't come off. And she also finds herself developing these weird powers and strengths that are not necessarily human, not really explainable. Like, they're very, very bizarre.
Right.
And she doesn't know who to ask for help. So what began as something that she hoped would sort of make her cool and, you know, attach her to her old home is actually the way that she begins to make friends and integrate into the new school. I make this sound very normal, but this is fantasy. It's very, very good fantasy. I loved this book. I loved this book without intending to love it. I had read it as a kind of accident almost after reading many other books, but this was by far one of my favorite new fantasies of last year for ages 9 to 12. Or even older, quite frankly. I mean, I'm not that age. I loved it. You might remember a series called Animorphs from the 90s. It's got a little bit of an Animorphs feel, but the kids don't know that really now. But it's also like The Unwanted. So anybody who's been reading The Unwanted series or other fantasies in the middle reader sort of area will really like this one.
Great.
So that's the first book.
All right. It is Going Wild by Lisa McMahon.
Indeed. All right. The next one's also a fantasy for that age group. Again, looking at the 9 to 12 or 8 to 12 if you're reading a little bit younger. And it's called The Evil Wizard Smallbone by Delia Sherman. This is one of those books that you want to describe as being like Harry Potter. But it really is very much like Harry Potter in that same way that Harry escaped in a sort of abusive, neglectful situation and entered into a world of fantasy that sort of merged with the real world. And that kind of happens in The Evil Wizard Smallbone too, but not in exactly the same way. So the story opens with the boy running away from home. He's got an abusive father and an abusive brother, and just a very unfortunate situation. But it's winter and it's cold and he's in the woods and house after house rejects him, won't bring him in. But ultimately one guy does, and he's an evil wizard who runs a bookstore. And this,
like you do.
Yeah, right. But that's not just why I like it. So he is brought into the bookstore to become the apprentice to the evil wizard. And he resists at first, and he gets turned into things like a spider, but he really believes in repaying his debt to the evil wizard, and he ends up helping him against some more, even more evil fiends. And I won't spoil it for you, but it's another really fantastic fantasy.
No, I just realized that we're out of time.
Oh!
So I know you have more books than we have time, but that is okay because we're going to have the full book list on our site. You'll have you can go to Northshire.com and find out the rest of the books. Some really good stuff there. I apologize. I didn't help manage time better. That's on me.
That's okay.
But thank you very much for being with us. Aubrey Restivo, thank you very much for being with us. You can go talk to her. She's at the Northshire Bookstore in Manchester Center, Vermont. Has a great list of books. Northshire.com. Aubrey, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.